Backcourt side at Hanterfield House, it's Georgia Southern defeating the Trojans of Troy 76-51. We've got head coach Mark Byington with us, and I don't know, why don't we just start with the fact that this one got delayed 25 minutes due to an unforeseen rim issue, a game that was already a 9 o'clock tip, and then having to wait in the locker room for that much longer. You ever had an experience like that before?
I've had games delayed for different things. But, you know, all I could do is I was thinking about there, and I was anxious. You want to get going. It's already a 9 o'clock game. Is, you know, Hanner's a special place, has its charm. And, you know, floods and different things like that. But I'll tell you what, it was rocking tonight. Once we got going with a tremendous crowd and the students and the fans, and we appreciate everybody waiting through the delay because the crowd – was very good, and it made it a fun place here once it got going.
You could feel that not just on the big plays in the second half with all the turnovers turning into easy buckets, but I think they had 4 air balls, and it just got louder every time there was a different air ball. It was great.
Yeah, this is the first time that I can remember we had an air ball chant, and so the hooligans were in full force tonight, and they were ready to go. They were fired up, and I think they helped us out and gave us some momentum. But I've been waiting for that, and they were loud during free throws. I thought the crowd was tremendous tonight.
16 steals, most against a Division I opponent since January of 2010. How'd you take control in that area?
Well, you know, I feel bad for them. You know, we've dealt with this a lot with injuries, but their starting point guard B.J. Miller had an ankle injury, and he didn't play the whole time. You know, we played really well in the second half down in Troy earlier by being active and pressing. So we thought that was the right game plan against them. And we kept turning the heat up. You know, it was one of those things where he got one steal and we started going a little harder and harder. And one of our better defensive performances this year for sure, with the steals, the rebounds, and making sure that we were locked into the game plan.
With a lot of missed shots, you shoot 43%, but 50 in the second half. They shoot 28 overall. There's going to be a lot of rebounds to go get. You out-rebound them 53-35. And I know Bernardo was out, but Hicks still ended up with 10. You just seem to own that part of the game.
Yeah, well, you know, and I feel like sometimes we were playing so fast and anxious that we would do a great job and get a rebound and then throw it right back to them. I keep saying this, and I'm sorry to keep harping on it, but we're still a work in progress, and we're learning. We were loose with the ball. We did some things. But what we did right tonight is we played really hard. And sometimes you play really hard, you can overcome some mistakes, and I felt like that was definitely the case tonight.
Was there a single point where you could feel that while Troy kept it close during the later stages of the first half, that there was a point where you took full control of the game?
Well, we started the second half great. And the first half, I thought we were close. First half, I don't know what our biggest lead was, but I know it was at least 8 or 9 a couple times. And I felt like we were about to kind of get it to 10, get it to 11, get to 12, and we never did. And there was a big sequence there to end in the first half. We got to learn from that, too, where we were up 8, and we had a chance for a 2-for-1. And we got to go work on it in practice, and we didn't execute that very well, turned it over, and they got a 3. And so we go in half only up 5 when I thought we could have went in half up 10 or 12. So, once we got going the second half, I think it was, 3 or 4 stops in a row. Might have been more than that, but it was a lot of stops in a row. We were executing on the other end, too, and we were able to stretch the lead out.
Got to be nice to empty that bench, too, huh?
Yeah, it's good to play those guys. You know, they work hard, and some of them guys are – got great futures with us, and they just can't get the minutes right now just because the guys they got in front of them. But it's good to reward those guys. And the fan club that Ado has is unbelievable. And it's one of the few times I've ever laughed. But when he came into the game, it was – you would think Elvis just, like, came back in the building. So
it's something about that number 21 jersey because you had James Holder, you had Teyon Jones, and now it's Ado. Just when he comes in, it's the same kind of effect.
I mean, the place just goes crazy. So I'm sure Ado is going to be in my office first thing in the morning saying, Coach, I need some more PT because I got to give the people what they want.
Next week, you get an extra day. The last couple weeks, it's been somewhat compact with Wednesday, Friday. Next week, you're back to Thursday, Saturday, though there is more travel, last road trip of the regular season. A couple teams you haven't seen yet. It begins with Coastal Carolina on Thursday. With the extra day, how do you use it?
Yeah, we're going to give the guys off. And, you know, our season's 5.5 months long. And we're the only college sport that even goes close to that. And so there are guys, you know, they get 2 or 3 days for Christmas, and they get, you know, 1 day a week. But we're giving them off Saturday and Sunday. And I hope we come in with great energy and excitement for this final stretch. The next four teams we haven't faced yet. They're all going to be new. And we got 5 games left, the 3 at home and 2 on the road in their last road trip. So we're going to have to play really well. I know Coastal's playing great. App State's a big rival, and I think, you know, one of the best offensive teams in the league for sure. So hard swing in the Carolinas, but I want our guys just to relax, get away from basketball, and then we'll reset on Monday and then get after it again.
I know sometimes coaches say they want to rock the rims, but the pregame, that might have been not a way you were expecting.
Yeah, I don't even know who did it. I don't think I want to know who did it.
It might have been Ado, because Ty picked him up and gave him a dunk during pregame.
Yeah, but you know, like I said, Hanner has his charm, and if his lights are going out, and I do remember that time, the lights went out and wouldn't come back on, and this and that. So, you know, this is all going in the book someday, but there will be a chapter with Hanner with all the things we goes on here. But a special place when it's like it with night when it's rocking.
Are you writing the book?
No, I was going to ask you later on.
Good stuff, Mike. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Danny.
Georgia Southern 76, Troy 51. We'll close things out in just a moment from Hanner. On the Georgia Southern Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.